Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you've returned with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
Well, you see what happened is I was born with it, the freckle.
And then
I hit puberty. So
grew?
Yeah, I get it.
So
it stretched and now is now rectangular.
Yeah, I get it. And I understood where it was coming from.
So one of the managers at work, who closed last night, she knows Max.
Yeah.
We got to talking, and she's like, oh, yeah, I know, because I mentioned her and her best friend. Like, oh, yeah, I know those two. Yeah, it was a whole conversation last night.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah.
And
the dishwasher also knew them, which I was like, oh, I guess it makes sense you all grew up around here. But at the same time, they were out in Delton. But apparently, yeah, no, two different people know them. And I'm not going to mention the names anywhere else at work, because, like, I don't know how many other people would know them as well.
Yeah, so Jared, you never mention your ex. Just never.
I didn't give a shit. We were just all talking.
The only reason why I mentioned my ex is because she lives in New York and I don't have to deal with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never.
I don't know where his ex lives.
His?
Yeah. Is it Florida?
No.
Not anymore!
Not anymore!
Here?
Yeah, Michigan.
Okay.
BC.
I assume. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Indubitably. But welcome back to the CLT Diner. You are the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I will fucking pour that cup over your whole head. My name is Anthony. I have the honor of serving you this wonderful dish. Enjoying today's dish with you is Mike and Jared. Why don't you motherfuckers say hello?
We're recording multiple episodes.
Yeah, if we're gonna have to say
and
hi.
We still have not fucking gotten our refills.
I haven't gotten my first drink. I'm still waiting on drink one.
Do we
want to
pause the episode?
Weeks?
I'll fucking get you a yogurt.
I don't. Why would I want a yogurt?
Why would
I'm
we want the yogurt
CLT
from this fucking
and
restaurant?
I got a
it's
yogurt?
Milk that's weighted.
Well, what's the dish today? So we know what the fuck we're getting.
Well, that's an excellent question, guys.
We didn't get the last one either. But again, nope. we didn't have a mouth, so we couldn't fucking eat it.
I guess I'll leave that up to you.
Shove it into my gelatinous form and hope to God it dissolves like some sort of amoeba.
So y'all want to talk about a European myth or a Mediterranean myth?
They're both European.
Don't lie to me. Yeah. Are there two of them? Is it like appetizer and entree?
No, you get one topic per episode.
Well, you're making it real confusing.
Huh. Okay, do you want the UK or Europe?
You know what? Fuck it. Let's just go the UK.
UK it is.
What's the difference anyway? Right?
Well, one was Robin Hood, which is today's episode topic. Because I just agree with... I did three topics. Sorry. I'm not so good with words. I have a son on the way.
Yeah, you do. You might want to get good at making words.
I know. He's going to speak really weird. He's going to piss off Heather.
Can't wait to teach him all about aliens.
I hope he learns to say couch after me.
Couch.
With that long O.
Ouch.
But the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Ouch.
I hated what you just said.
Like the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah. That.
I can't do the speech impediment thing. My brain's overthinking.
No, apparently
like,
you can.
Peach impediment, but I'm missing.
Peach impediment.
Thank you. See, I can't do that. My brain automatically corrects it.
So, is that a speech impediment of its own?
Maybe. I can't mispronounce
it. I got a lisp and I stutter, so. And sometimes my tongue just doesn't move.
So, Robin Hood.
Yeah, Robin Hood.
Steals from the rich and gives to the poor.
Yeah.
And then robs from the poor because they become rich and it's a never-ending cycle.
No.
He likes to sing songs.
Yes. It's really great on this
like the Wikipedia page.
It says portrayed by, and then it has every actor from the 1910s to modern day.
How many are before Cary Elwes? Cary Elwes?
Let's see. Well, these are just, they're in alphabet. Oh. They're in no order.
That's bullshit.
Because right above Cary Elwes is Taron Egerton.
I mean, okay. No, there's definitely, well, there was, I think, wasn't, oh, hang on, what, Kevin Costner, didn't he play around?
Yep, Kevin Costner, yes, Sean Connery.
Oh my god, Sean Connery did one too?
Apparently.
I don't even know.
It could have been a play.
Oh. That is fair.
Yeah. We have, you know, Jonas Armstrong. He's an Irish actor.
Never heard of him.
Tom Riley.
Never heard of him.
John anyway. Derek. That's a white name right there. John Derek.
So, with Robin Hood, are we focusing on... What are we focusing on with this?
Robin Hood.
All of it? Just in general, all of it?
Yeah, in general, okay. As long as we can get 40 minutes through.
Yeah, I think we can squeeze it in.
Yeah, because, you know, there's early ballads, early plays... Because,
well, I mean, if you don't know who Robin Hood is, I don't know what rock you've been living under.
Well, you know, Robin Hood, man. Little John walking through a forest. Oodle-lally, 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 what a day. So, Robin Hood is a legendary heroic outlaw, originally depicted in English folklore, and subsequently featured in literature and film.
Mm.
According to legend, he is a highly skilled archer and swordsman. Which, yeah.
Okay.
So,
here stairs.
God, really? The end of the world reference? God, but I am late tired. I'm taking a nap. Then finally, makes sense. So, you know, Robin Hood and his Merry Men, permanent part of pop culture.
Men in tights, some might say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Set in England during the reign of King Richard the Lionheart.
Is that why he's a lion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yep.
I hate that movie even more now.
He's a sly fox.
I absolutely hate that movie now. I hated it before. And Prince now I John's hate it more.
Assistant is a snake.
Yeah. Yeah, I get all the other ones. I just didn't realize that too.
Yeah, they're so on the nose.
On the nose.
God, they didn't even fucking.
Little John's nope. Blue.
Well, now I'm going to burn that VHS.
Me too. You know, I was looking through episodes and I realized in season 5 I have like 6 or 7 actual Disney stories.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like...
So that's the like, Disney year, huh?
Yeah, apparently we're just going to do a bunch of Disney episodes in a row. But we're only...
Can't wait.
Some versions of the legend, Robin Hood is depicted of noble birth. In modern retellings, he is sometimes depicted as fought in the Crusades.
Oh, fancy.
Before returning to England to find his lands taken by the sheriff.
Those bastards.
You have such beautiful breasts, sir.
Thank you.
Got some good boobs. You grew a pair of boobs, did you? Nice.
Don't forget at you.
Bless you.
You know, I'll be honest. That's, besides the Disney one, that's the only Robin Hood movie I've ever seen.
Hang on a minute. Gotta pump up my kicks.
I'm drowning. Oh no, I'm drowning. Dry kicks.
It's not exactly. I don't know if he says denial. I'm over it, and now I'm back. Everyone should watch Robin Hood Men in Tights.
You really should.
It's a great movie.
Blinkin'. Just taking a shit and watching the porn is just,
I thought it was a bit drafty.
It's just, it's raised pictures of boobs.
God, we should
blinkin'.
So Robin Hood is typically seen wearing a Lincoln green, which is the name of the outfit he wears.
Okay.
And that's a fun little fact. And in oldest known versions, he is a member of the Yeoman class.
Ye old man class?
Y-E-O-M-A-N, which is a middle ranks of servants.
Okay.
So sometimes he's royal birth, sometimes he's servants. He is also famous for stealing from the rich and giving to the poor.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought he... like... I don't know.
You can't even think of a joke, can you?
Nope.
Throughout tellings, additions, variations, the body of the familiar characters associated with Robin Hood has also been created. His lover, Maid Marian, his band of outlaws.
Little John, Lionheart, the Merry Men. Yeah, like all that.
Merry Men. And his chief opponent?
Shrek.
The Sheriff of Nottingham.
Sheriff of Nottingham, thank you. The Sheriff is often depicted as assisting Prince John, who, in usurping the rightful but absent King Richard, when Robin Hood remains loyal himself. Bunch of fucking propaganda, that's what this fucking shit is.
Not at all, Anthony. Not at all. Can I get my food now?
We're in the middle of talking, no eating.
Well, it says there would be a pig roast, but I don't see a pig, so I think it's a fucking spit roast.
And guess who's the pig?
Wow, I don't think I've ever seen Jared physically cringe so much before. Oh, I think we woke in something in Jared.
Yeah, I'm about to waken something in Jared, too.
Alright, bye.
Ah, it's a good one. He's just going to get more water. He'll be back.
Probably.
He's not a bitch!
Yeah, go ahead. So, the name Robin Hood actually has multiple variations. I'm trying to find it where I had it in my notes.
I can't wait till John Carpenter remakes Robin in the Hood. So... And it's, I'm sorry, that's not John Carpenter. Who is that? That's, who's the director that does Boys in the Hood? I can't remember now. It's fine. Anyway, but yeah, definitely the gangster Robin Hood movie's coming.
That movie was directed by John Singleton.
John Singleton. Fuck, I was close. The Singleton, yeah. So yeah, I can't wait for the remake where it's Robin Hood and it's just, he's Robin in the Hood. And it's a play on words because Hood and Hood and Robin,
Let me try to figure out where I found this Robin different names.
Wikipedia.
Oh, so yeah, it's just down lower. Hi, Jared. Welcome back.
I told you it's going to get more water. Yeah. It's because the service here sucks.
Well, I don't have a wait staff.
Was so, very unproductive. Well, so if you paid better, there's no shortage of jobs.
I think it's more in location. Wages. Getting lost in the middle of the woods to find this place is kind of hard to find.
Having to fight the Blair Witch is a bit hard, yeah.
Yeah, all you gotta do is offer her some rocks.
She asked me why you haven't called her.
Because I'm married now. Let her know.
Well, you might want to tell her that. She doesn't know that.
She placed a to-go order a while ago and has not gotten it.
I mean, it could just be that she ate the guy again, but that's up for debate.
Well, I mean, Sven has been lost for a while.
It's the rocks. I did.
That's because he's hunting children.
I asked him if he wanted to come today. He was working. It was in my books.
Yeah,
so.
It's unfortunate, but, you know.
Money's money.
Yeah, money's more important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first clear reference to the rhymes of Robin Hood from the alliterative poem Piers Plowman have been...
Is that like Mr. Plow?
Maybe.
Is he related to Mater?
No. I don't think he's related to Toe Mater. Is that the joke you're making?
Yeah. Plowman? It's Mr. Plow.
Because this... fuck. That got me off the road. And that was thought to have been composed in the 1370s. Followed shortly afterwards by a quotation of a latter common proverb. Many men speak of Robin Hood and never shot his bow.
Okay.
And?
Yep, that's the proverb. Okay.
okay.
In Friar Dawes' reply and complaint in Dives and Pauper, people would rather listen to tales and songs of Robin Hood than attend mass.
I'd rather hear about the guy who stays in the rich than go to the church.
Which, yeah.
Meanwhile, the priest is outside just holding a bucket of candy, hoping anybody would please stop by for a moment.
Candy.
It's got a hole in the bottom, which is right there.
I get so lonely.
But can't do anything.
God can't touch me.
But your young lad can.
However, the earliest surviving copies of the narrative ballad that tells the story to date, the second half, date the second half of the 15th century or the first decade of the 16th century. Jerry, what year was the 16th century?
don't fucking know.
1700s.
Wasn't.
Yeah. I knew you knew.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see if you're. I'm not good. I'm with also that. An idiot. So
I'm not good with that. Yeah, shit, no,
if you would have asked me, I wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah, because there was a century counted before Jesus was dead.
For Jesus.
For Jesus. This is when Jesus is born. Guys.
In these early accounts, Robin Hood's partnership of the lower classes and his dedication to the Virgin Mary and associated special regard for women, his outstanding skill for as an archer, his anti-clericism.
He didn't like to be cleric, did
he? Didn't like
the, so he didn't like the church at all?
He was opposed to religious authority.
Yeah, me too.
God's gonna look down on you. You can't tell me what to do.
Basically. His animosity towards the Sheriff of Nottingham are already popular by the 15th century.
If he wasn't such a goddamn asshole.
Little John, much the Miller's son, Will Scarlet, also known as Will Scarlot, all appear.
Will Scarlot.
And yet, although not Maid Marian, nor Friar Tuck.
It's almost like he didn't need to fuck someone until later.
Yeah.
He just needed somebody to love.
I mean, he loved women, he loved the Virgin Mary, he hated Sheriff Nottingham and priests.
Did a priest touch him as a young boy?
Maybe. Maybe.
It's one of those you don't ask kind of questions, Jared. Come on, you know that.
Well, you know, sometimes it helps to talk about.
And sometimes it helps not to.
I never went to a church.
So, regression therapy, it's fine.
So we have some early ballads that, you know, popular in the 15th century. One called the Monk. Also one called the Potter. And
did he make pots?
That's what a potter does.
God, he's kind of self and righteous, isn't he? Like, yeah, that's what Potter does. Like, we fucking know.
Well, maybe that was just his nickname and he wasn't actually making pots. How are we supposed to, you know? They're all in a gang.
The Potter is actually
a gang.
Is more of a thriller.
Oh boy!
Because instead of trickery and cunning, Robin Hood just does stuff by force.
But if he never. Okay, anyway. Just like moving on.
One of the earliest texts of our dramatic pieces, the earliest being the fragmentary Robin Hood and the Sheriff of Nottingham. Sheriff of Nottingham.
The Carfax Fox Life.
Oh, wait, my apologies. It's not Robin Hood, it's Robin Hood. I'm not even joking. It's spelled like Sheriff of. Wow, that really fucking tickled Jerry.
That's so dumb.
It was the 1400s.
So nobody double, like, spell checked themselves when they were writing?
It was literally the English language as it was. It evolved, man.
What were the stories about, Anthony?
I'm glad you asked. I got a whole bunch of them.
Oh, good.
Which, I got five of them.
Is any of them, is he a fox?
Besides, no.
Okay, so that's
he's just sly as a Disney fox. Thing? Yeah.
Does he dress up as a stork in any of them? No.
No.
It's just
no,
a
no.
Disney thing?
No.
When's Maid Marian come in? When does he get horny?
Maid Marian doesn't appear until the 1600s.
That figures. That's when people learned how to fuck.
Before then, it was just soaking and someone pumping for you.
Right.
That's what the Mormons do.
Have you ever seen how they get horse semen from, like, a thoroughbred? No touching at all. Just a hole in the sheet for procreation. hurt Jared.
You did. So, we got five stories. I'm going to read the classic one, known as the Golden Arrow.
Okay.
Also, I could just play the 12-minute thing, but I'm not going to do that. So, in an earlier story, Little John tricked the Sheriff of Nottingham to come to dinner with Robin Hood. Before he left, they made him swear an oath never to harm them.
Okay.
Okay.
In this story, the sheriff decides to send Robin, I don't like how they just call him Robin, it's Robin Hood, an invitation he knows he cannot refuse. He holds an archery contest and the prize is a golden arrow.
I don't think a golden arrow is really worth it. I'd much have an the Optimus Prime gun.
The Ion Blaster. You gotta grab the tip and pull it back to cock it. Yeah.
You feel the air on your face?
Yeah.
You feel it?
I'm with children right now.
It's such a satisfying ratchet.
It really is.
Man, if they made ones that were left-handed too, I would buy one of each.
Oh, you mean the other ones are all right-handed?
They're all right-handed, Jared.
I mean, you can just do it on your left.
Yeah, but
hand.
Then
it's just real awkward.
Yeah, look at your hand. It's back. Your hand's broken.
Oh God. Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
Oh, sorry, God, this is written terribly.
So many problems. Anyway, golden arrow.
The sheriff of Nottingham did not forget how Robin Hood invited him to dinner, blah blah blah.
I'll take that offer.
Let no one say that I am an ill-mannered man, he mused. One favor deserves another. It is time for me to return an invitation to pay Robin Hood, pay his hospitality back in kind.
Right.
Right. Abbott. Can't imagine who Abbott is.
Yeah. He's the guy that runs the Abbott. Just gonna throw that one out there.
Shook his head. The outlaw has not remained at large for so long by being a simpleton. I don't think he'll walk into any trap. So, yeah, he just fucking... my dear Abbott, said the sheriff, you were right to say that we are facing no straightforward villain. I do have in mind a polite note addressed to Robin Hood in his robber's lair in Greenwood. I have a more subtle plan, but he shall prove unable to resist my invitation to the gallows.
He's gonna get hanged.
Oh, yes.
We'll just invite him to the gallows. He'll surely come.
Should they invite anyone else to the party? Like his mom? The fox from the Carfax commercial? The Carfax fox?
Nick Wilde? No, they don't invite Nick Wilde anymore because he got married out of the family.
It's the Carfax fox, guys.
So, sheriff's...
I'm sorry, he's already drunk.
The sheriff's plan came quite naturally to him. And in those days, he liked to watch a good sport contest. In those days, the most popular sport in England?
Basketball?
Football!
Archery.
That's bullshit. I don't care what anyone says. No one wants to watch a man shoot a fucking arrow.
I'm pretty sure that the most popular sport in that area would obviously be cricket.
Cricket?
Yeah.
I've tried to learn how to play cricket.
I don't understand it.
Using his
Well, you see, there's a bowler.
Just like rugby and water polo. Don't try to explain it. It will be here for days.
I don't understand either.
In a Carfax fox doesn't have...
Cricket was invented in 1909, about 400 years after Robin Hood, at least. It's been invented in... No, wait, this is the International Cricket Council.
Yeah, see, that's not what...
Okay,
fucking up again.
It was invented in 1725. Okay. My bad. Nearly 300 years. No. 200 years. 200 to 300 years after Robin Hood.
It's because everybody got bored watching fucking archery.
And the trophy was to be an arrow, like which England has not ever seen. The shaft was made of white gold.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Was
yeah, I bet it is. Yeah, it's
with
tipped
yellow
right.
gold.
Mm-hmm. Love the yellow gold.
I'll give you some yellow gold.
And so are the fountains.
I'll give you the white gold.
Yeah, the shaft and the tip. That's arrow terms for you, baby. When Robin Hood, every time it just says Robin, I'm going to say Robin Hood.
Okay.
I want to let you know, it doesn't say Robin Hood at all. It only says Robin.
Well, yeah, because his name is Robin.
Yeah, but you don't call him Robin.
Everyone calls him Robin, except for his mom.
No, because Robin is Batman's ward.
Call him Hood, then.
It's a very full glass of water near you, and it's very close to my hand. I'll get a fucking towel. So when Robin Hood heard of this contest, he thought it would be a fine thing to claim the prize from the hand of the sheriff himself. Because, you know, haha, fuck you.
So he dressed up like a stork.
Robin then blew his horn.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Called all of his foul followers to meet around the oldest yew tree in...
No, I'd like to imagine... I'd like to imagine fowlers. They're just a bunch of waterfowl.
Animals.
It's like a Carfax Fox, guys.
And he spoke to his faithful outlaws as so. Men, in a week's time, we shall go to Nottingham and take part of the sheriff's own shooting match, for I crave to bring the arrow back to Greenwood.
So I can bone the shit out of that woman I saw.
Trying to be so great, guys.
The outlaws were very excited. They loved this plan, but they thought it was too bold.
I gotta say, I really like your plan, but I think it's way too bold.
Yep. Have no fear,
guys would do, everyone.
Said Robin Hood. For the sheriff stood under this very yew tree and swore an oath by St. Mary that he would never do us harm.
Do you know why nobody hangs out with you? It's because every time something crazy happens, it's always you. So we don't hang out with you because of that.
Yeah, Clyde.
Everyone hates you.
Yeah.
Is that true? Everyone loves us.
No, we all hate you.
On the day of the contest, Robin Hood and over 100 of his men gathered on the field of contest.
He's got a field of men as far as I can see.
Don't worry, Maid Marian. I have 100 men in my woods.
Now come sit down on this black couch.
We're all wearing
tights. Yep.
Robin Hood ordered that just he and the 5 best archers in his band would take part of the match. The others were in the crowd around so that, Robin Hood would not be recognized. He wore a disguise.
As an old man, right?
No, he just flipped up his hood.
I like the old man way better, because that... I hate that.
Change.
I feel like I've seen that green outfit before, but that man's clearly wearing a hood. That can't be who I'm looking for. No. Impossible.
Little John, Much the Miller's son, and Will Scarlet each set forward in their turns to aim their longbows. Their aims were good and true. Then it was the turn of Robin Hood. The sheriff watched from his chair, and he recognized the villain right away. Not from his face, which he could not see, but from the way he walked.
Course.
Only one man has a strut like that. That giant dick.
The Carfax Fox.
I think I've only seen one ever thing be like, oh yeah, I recognize that person's walk, and it was from the Charlie's Angel reboot, Drew Barrymore. I think it was actually the second one.
Full Throttle?
Yeah, Full Throttle. Because it was the Scott, the Irishman, her ex-boyfriend, Drew Barrymore's ex-boyfriend. She was in disguise, but he recognized her ass.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they recognized Robin Hood by
his
looking
walk.
At his ass.
Yeah, and he said to himself, soon Robin Hood will take his
that
prize,
ass is almost
and I shall have mine.
That's an ass almost as plump as Maid Marian's. Robin Hood!
Only 2 people are as thick in Nottingham. Not only do I collect taxes, but I check ass taxes as well.
I'll let you keep that one.
Posts driven into mounds of earth served the targets, and Robin Hood split the furthest posts with his arrow.
Of course he did, because he's fucking Robin Hood.
Yeah, no one else could strike a true great distance. Though I want to say, if the competition is you and your bros,
yeah,
and they're like, hey, I'm going to win this, of course they're going to miss the final target.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh, Butterfingers.
Oh, my bed.
Ooby doo.
I want to be like you, ooh ooh.
Well, you forget that Blue is Little John. They use the same animations and everything. They turned King Louie into a chicken.
I'm aware.
At the end of the contest, Robin Hood approached the sheriff to claim his prize. He accepted the golden arrow, shaft and all, and held it above his head, probably by the shaft. The word had gotten around.
Is there
that
another way to hold it?
Robin Hood. I mean, you could grab it by the tip.
What about base?
I don't think the base is a proper term. I think it's the notch.
Learn something new every day.
So people figured out it was Robin Hood. Some people cheered. Others jeered. More
boo.
Kept quiet.
Yay, boo.
Yeah.
Real split cloud crowd day.
So, a lot of people kept quiet because they didn't want to show support or opposition to the Sheriff of Nottingham's deadliest enemy.
Robin Hood kill people?
I mean, that... I don't think they ever fully explicitly say he's murdered people, but like...
But he's murdered people.
He's known as the truest shot. I imagine he's murdered people.
Yeah, you don't become good at archery and do it to shoot targets. You shoot people. Or animals.
It's something. There had to be something, yeah.
So when Robin Hood was holding up his prize by the shafts, a horn sounded and the sheriff's men began to rush him. The outlaws were ready for such treachery and held out their longbows ready to be fired. They shot their arrows into the sheriff's men.
Oh no, he's got an army of Legolases with him.
And many of them fell dead.
I think that might be racist.
Yeah, I feel like,
I don't know why, but that felt racist.
Why? It's a fictional fucking character.
Yeah, if you see, you know, a bunch of little people, you're not gonna go, oh, look at the Gimlies.
It's a fucking elf. What am I being racist to, a fictional pale race of people?
White, good with bows and arrows. No, you're racist. You're being racist towards the elves. Just because these people
fuck elves. Elves are my most hated race. I think they're all stupid.
Next time we're all gonna be elves.
Newsflash, I hate elves.
So
pompous, arrogant assholes.
Anytime we run a D&D campaign, I'm gonna make sure I turn you into an elf somehow. Just constantly.
Well, what you think is, he'll make a character, I'll make an elf character, and just mind swap us. We'll just swap characters.
Fucking kill myself.
You can't, you're an elf.
What am I, Spock?
Apparently.
Suicide's illogical?
Rules of the DM.
Yeah, you cannot hurt yourself. I mean, you can hurt yourself, you just won't die.
I'll fucking die
if you
hurt yourself. I will
alright, you know what?
I will have, as an NPC on the team, just the god healer that just, like, every, like, I'm gonna roll damage. Oh, you have one, and then the healer comes in and is like, hand of faith. And you're healed completely. And then you have plus 50 bonus HP ongoing for the next 3 hours.
Anthony, you can clip this if you want.
I don't clip anything.
A CLT exclusive. I'm racist against elves.
I'm gonna clip it, but because he paused after saying I'm racist.
Yes.
I'm just gonna get that. CLT exclusive. I'm racist against elves.
There was a huge long break in there.
Like a minute long gap.
I get accused of a lot of things, but you know what? You're correct on this one.
Not about being the Carfax Fox, no.
So arrows begin to fly in both directions, at most of the crowd, who did not... It says hoes. Says most of the crowd...
Most of them hoes didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, them hoes didn't know what was going on.
They didn't care to join the fight, obviously.
Yeah, they're hoes.
Yeah,
why
hoes don't fight, yeah.
They're waiting for the aftermath.
Many great arrows were let loose, and many tunics were split. Hold that term.
The guys were shot.
Yeah, guys were shot.
The Carfax Fox is not going to make it, guys.
An arrow struck Little John in the knee, and he was unable to stay standing.
I can't go on. Carry on without me. This is why I hate coming.
That's what she said.
Robin, he called out, if I have served you well and true, do not let me fall to the hands of the sheriff while I'm still breathing. Take my broadsword and strike me on the head. Cut me deep and wide until no life is left in me.
That's right. Fucking cut me, big boy.
Couldn't
get it. Give
couldn't
me that
couldn't I just
sword.
Stab you in the heart? It'd be...
No, I need
be so much quicker
bam,
than...
Bam, 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 bam.
I need
bam,
you to take that broadsword, big boy, and just whack me across the head with it.
But, I mean, your skull is so thick. I mean...
Just go for the jugular. Come
you
on,
know, I
can
get you in the neck.
Get me, big boy. Get me.
Robin Hood replied, I will not let you be slain for all the gold in England, even if it would lay before me. Oh, how sweet.
Just made Marion or Little John?
Little John. Yeah, remember, Little John is a little.
Am I intruding on something? To
Tyrion
have a thing?
All about that.
No, I don't know about that at all.
Sure, Little John.
Much to Miller's son.
That's what I'm going to start. Nah, I just named her penis. Ah!
What was it?
Little John.
Little John.
Little John.
Okay. Much similar son said, added, God forbid that we shall be parted. And he took Little John up upon his back and walked him a mile.
I don't stink.
So though he put him down every now and then.
I'm going to waft it towards you. Sandwich, it's not settling well.
So,
So
they fought their way to a castle of a good knight whom Robin helped when he was down on his luck.
Yeah.
It was a strong building with a double moat and high walls.
Okay.
And once the band of outlaws were inside, the knight ordered his guards to raise up the drawbridge and shut the gates.
Yep.
Sheriff Nottingham surrounded the castle, but they were not strong enough to break in.
Nope.
Also, double moat.
A double moat. When one moat's not enough.
Yeah. When the knight welcomed Robin Hood, he said, "Dear Robin, of all the men in the world, I love you most. You shall stay safe in my castle and let the sheriff lay siege to us if he wishes. We have enough food and drink to not just survive for 40 days, but to feast upon."
Oh, good. You got to keep Captain Hook out, you know.
Yarr.
Having two double moats really amplifies the amount of crocs you have.
So, basically, the sheriff tried to challenge the knight, saying, "Why are you holding a terrorist?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, I'm holding Robin Hood, but I'm not going to betray him because he's my friend."
That's loyalty.
Yeah,
that's what friends are for.
Mm-hmm. But and then basically he told the sheriff to go home, gather your best archers you can, and I shall be in Nottingham within 2 weeks, and then I shall take this errant king, for the traitor he is, to both the king and the law of the land. So the knight said, "If you fucking fuck with me, I'm gonna go kill the king."
That's smart.
So the sheriff just fucked off. And that's the end of the story.
Okay, I hate that, but okay. I hate that it just kind of leaves it. "I'll kill the king if you don't do anything." End.
Well, remember, this is Prince John, so it's not really the real king.
Okay. Still.
Yeah. Still. Robin Hood made Mary and do me before this. But... yeah, that's...
and then they bone.
Probably.
Oh, I mean, 100%.
I'm going to learn about Much the Miller's son.
Is this also a thing where, like, because it took place so far back that they're both only, like, 14?
No.
Or do they actually make them adults?
I think they're meant to be adults, because sometimes okay. He fights in the Crusade.
Also, that doesn't mean anything.
I have some other names of Robin Hood. I have found them. We have Robin Hod, Robin of Sherwood, Robin of Locksley, Robin Fitzhugh, Robin de Courtray, Sir Robert Hod, and Robert Huntingdon.
Okay.
Which, yeah, Robin Hood's a better name.
Robin Hood's the best name out of those. Did he get called Robin Hood just because he had the fucking green hood with his outfit? Because, I mean, that's real not clever, but...
No?
Okay.
What it is an earliest mention of Robin Hood came from Robert Hod in 1226.
Mm-hmm.
It found in the Yorks, that was the earliest records. So he was a hobble hod.
The fuck is a hobble hod?
Well, that's what he was called the next year, just because sometimes word of mouth stuff.
Okay.
And then eventually that became known as Robert Hood, and then Robin Hood. That's how it went. Robert Hod.
I'm surprised nobody... especially in, like, the 90s when they were trying to do, like...
the edgy stuff.
Like, nobody made, like, a Robbie Hood or something. And, like, his name's Robbie, but he, like, skateboards and steals from kids or something. I'm just surprised no one had done that. I feel like there should have been a Robbie Hood at some
really
point.
What's really funny is Mike made this exact joke when you were getting up a drink.
Oh, my God, really?
Robin
oh.
The Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I did.
Yep,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
yep.
Made my boys
okay.
In the good director.
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. No.
I'm glad somebody thought of it.
I'm surprised as well. Now the Asota associated locations, we have the Sherwood Forest, which is in Nottinghamshire.
Okay.
We have Nottinghamshire.
Yep.
In England.
No kidding.
Yeah. So it's about in the center of England.
Holy shit! Yeah.
Just like.
Yep.
It's basically put your finger in the middle of the England, move it slightly to the right. There's Nottinghamshire.
Yeah. Wow.
There's Yorkshire, which is
popular.
New York.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Barnsdale.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, that's where New York comes from, because it's New Yorkshire.
I hate that.
Yeah,
but okay.
Did you not know?
No, I never knew where the hell New York came from, because I've always been like, but there's not a York.
No, but there's Yorkshire.
Didn't you all live in New York for a while? Didn't you have, like, New York history at one point?
No.
Nevada, So I went to elementary school in Nevada,
uh-huh.
and I had Nevada history.
Yeah.
Nevada means flat hills nope. or flat mountains.
We had Casadega history in, like, fourth grade, which was just,
the
like...
The fuck is... You can't do a city history.
Not even a city.
Kind of
small hick town history, which was...
Four dudes
which
fucking went right. here,
they killed the natives,
fucked their wives, and made a population,
this...
applied for charter township. 30 years later.
This is what was told us as kids about any...
Yeah, I'm curious.
Any kind was just... You know why it's called Casadega?
Water under the rocks.
Exactly, that was it. And then we moved on to our next topic. That was it. That's all I learned about. I don't know New York history.
Water...
Other than what I learned from, like, Indian Trail and stuff.
Casadega comes from the Seneca language, meaning water under the rocks, because sometimes the rivers would dry up, but there'd be water underneath the river still.
Yeah, and that's all I know.
Yeah. Nevada, we are the battle-born state. I don't know why I'm saying we. I don't live there anymore. Made during the Civil War. If you're doing that on the table, it's going to pick it up on the mic.
Nevada only exists because of the Mormons.
No, Utah only exists because of the Mormons.
The whole Midwest. The whole fucking... The four states right there only exist because of the
There's
Mormons.
There's a lot of in Nebraska, too.
Nevada they exists because...
taking over the Midwest.
They found a bunch of blue mud... which turned out to be silver, and Abraham Lincoln is like, yo, those traitors down south, the Confederate, they don't get this. So I made a state.
Yeah.
I give tours in elementary school about Nevada's history and mines. I got a whole bunch of knowledge about Tommyknockers.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that.
Dynamite.
We learned about Native Americans, but that's because
did you have to take
literally everything was reservations.
Did
between
you have to learn about
Buffalo?
Abandoned mines and how they're dangerous?
No, because we don't have any fucking mines. We had, there's reservation, buffalo, reservation,
yeah.
and then
Isn't
us.
Isn't buffalo technically part of a reservation, too?
It's all Native American land.
Yeah, it all is.
I mean, yes,
I mean,
wrong.
Between where we lived and Buffalo, you had Seneca and I think one other one. And then below us, there was more Seneca and whatnot. So, like, we were just surrounded by them. So we had Native American history. That was about it. Not New York history.
Plus, your people stole their land. So.
Yeah, so
my
got...
people?
Yes.
My German ancestors came on a boat.
Yeah, to America.
To steal the land.
You know the Germans were one of the early people who came to America as well, right?
No.
Pennsylvania.
The Dutch.
Yeah.
Two things I don't know understand. Intolerant people. And the Dutch.
There is the grave of Robin Hood, which is at Kirklees Priory in West Yorkshire, stands the alleged grave of Robin Hood.
Bullshit.
Probably.
I believe him.
I don't.
Let's go dig it up.
Knock it off, fucker!
In 15th century ballad relates before he died, Robin told Little John where to bury him. He shot an arrow from the Priory window, where it landed at to be the site of where his grave supposedly is.
Up my ass?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you something up your ass.
An arrow.
Yeah, well,
you're just talking about Robin shooting an arrow. You're like, up my ass? Sure, man.
Why not?
Robin Hood was ill and staying at the Priory where the prioress was supposed to be caring for him. However, she betrayed him and he got sick. He got his health worsened and he died. That's how Robin Hood dies.
What a bitch.
He just gets sick. Just like George Washington. Bitch. there is an inscription on the grave that... Now, again, this is Old English, so I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
Let me just butter up my words a little bit. Here underneath this Leytonstein lies Robert Earl of Huntington. Ne'er archer vere as he said guide, and people called I'm Robin Hood. Sick Ulsla as he an is men, vil England, nivir sin agen.
Sin agen!
Albity 24 Cal, Decembris 1247.
Hey Jared, I just want to apologize. That was racist.
Wow.
You tried to do the accent and everything.
You went a little Irish with
you
it.
You did go way Irish.
I don't know
it.
How to.
Your old timey is just Irish.
You read that.
It's old timey.
Using an ending. Yeah, you read that.
Here underneath this tale steam. At last, Robert, heir of Huntington, ne'er actuvera as he has the good,
yeah.
And people called aim Robin Hood. Sick,
Otlus as he and is man, the England near is Aachen. I don't know. That's definitely not English. I don't know what the fuck that is, Anthony, but that doesn't even look English.
What are you talking about? It says England right in there and underneath. But apparently, if this is Robin Hood, we know that his date of death is the 23rd day before the beginning of December.
So November 23rd.
November 8th.
Oh. I'm sorry, what?
The 23rd day before the beginning of December.
I hate that wording. I hate that wording so fucking much.
24 Cal Decembris apparently means the 23rd day before the beginning of December. That is November 8th.
Just say November 8th, you pieces of shit. I don't need a fucking math problem while I'm trying to figure out when a man died.
And there are ballads, you know, early ballads. There's a lot of ballads.
Oh, I'd imagine there's a lot of ballads. This is one of those, like, he may or may not have been a real person.
Yeah, kind of like Shakespeare.
Is Shakespeare not a real person? The fuck do you mean?
There's a big conspiracy that Shakespeare
that
wasn't
it was just
a person.
A pen name and not a real person?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Didn't actually exist.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because there's this great picture of the portrait of the man of Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy who drew that, like, 10 years earlier, he drew a very similar picture, but the guy was wearing a hat.
Yep.
Maybe they were both him.
So, yeah, Shakespeare might not be a real person.
Do you know?
I don't.
Well,
who really shot Kennedy is an enigma. Robin Hood has been in a lot of people in pop culture. Been a lot of movies, video games, music. Jared, you might know the German heavy metal band Edguy's 2011 album Age of the Joker.
Why the fuck would I know that?
Because you're one of those people that would know that.
Maybe the old man, but not me. He branches off into more metal than I do. He branches up into weird shit.
Just the man of the Avenged Sevenfold t-shirt.
Yeah, they're mainstream basic, bitch.
So were you. The 1973 Disney animated film was created, and everyone knows that film.
Yes, the Carfax Fox.
And that included 5 original songs, Whistle Stop, Oodaleli, Not My Nottingham.
God.
A Love.
I hate this movie so much.
This movie awoke a lot of furries.
Fucking kidding.
I hate this movie.
Michael, why do you hate this movie?
It's just not a good movie.
It's not.
It's a terrible
movie. I haven't seen it
fucking...
since I was a kid, so I really don't remember.
It's like the Jungle Book. It's bad.
There are certain movies.
I like the Jungle Book.
Fuck!
Jungle Book is
you
bad.
You piece of shit.
I like the original
Fuck
animated Jungle
you.
Book.
You're a dumb whore. Fuck off. It's a dumb movie. Stupid, terrible, not fun. And no one wants to fucking be like you.
I thought that movie was rather enjoyable.
It's that time where Disney really didn't know what it was doing, so it just took like public domain shit. It was like, all right, it's Robin Hood, but they're all aminals. Cool.
Next, you're gonna tell me I'm stupid for liking Dumbo.
The Dumbo's great.
I hate Dumbo.
Well, of course, Jared loves Dumbo. He's got the crows.
I've been about everything when I see an elephant.
Well, I mean.
I hate Dumbo.
I'm gonna be honest. I enjoyed them as a child.
I hate Dumbo.
They were my favorite.
I don't
part
like
as a child.
Peter Pan.
I'm not a really big Peter Pan fan, but
I don't. Like I like Peter Pan. I don't like Peter Pan.
In April 2020, it was reported that Disney will be developing a live action / CG hybrid remake of Robin Hood, portraying the same anamorphic characters. It will be released exclusively on Disney Plus. We know that Mike hates anamorphic animals. We've learned this through the cartoon bracket.
Yeah, no, oh, Mike hates them all.
No.
Fun fact, you know the whistle
stop?
It's
not a fun fact.
You know that song that goes...
Yeah.
That's the hamster dance song. Tickety-da-dee-dee-do-do-dee-da-dee-dee-do. Yeah. That's the legacy. It's the hamster dance song.
It's so good.
But we've all seen movies. It's actually, considering it's been made, movies have been made since 1922 about Robin Hood, there actually haven't been that many movies. Like between Robin Hood Men in Tights and the Robin Hood in 2018, there was one movie.
With Kevin Costner.
No, this one had Russell Crowe.
There's a Kevin Costner.
Yeah, that one comes before. That one's 1991. Because Harry always specifically makes a joke. Unlike other Robin Hoods, I have a British accent.
I have a British accent.
Because Kevin Costner does not have a British accent.
Does not have a British accent.
They let him make Waterworld.
Waterworld's a good movie, and I will fight this.
You can fight it all you want. It's not.
It was a box office bomb because it had a very large budget and not enough people were interested in seeing it. Okay.
Well, you know, that's... All right, so Robin Hood. That's Robin Hood.
Yeah. You know, everyone...
How fun he is.
Hey, Marion. You got Little John, Much the Miller's son, Will Scarlet. Arthur A. Bland, that's the cock. The rooster.
Yep. Oh.
No, that's Little John, Jared. We've already established this lore.
So is this one of those rhetorical names where, like, you guys are going to say Little John, and then when somebody really questions, oh, so it's small, you guys are going to be like, no.
Jared, is Little John
much
a small
like
person?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, is it like the person, then? Yeah. Is that what we're going with? Yeah. I hate the jokes they make, folks, just so you know. I'm not in on these.
The big swinging cock.
I'm not in on these at all. I'm very much the opposite.
No, yeah, you're not. You kept rubbing the table leg, so I moved the table.
I didn't feel myself touching it at all.
I heard it because you're wrong.
Oh, just the fabric was touching it then, yeah.
About to say I moved my leg. But, yeah, that's today's episode. How do you guys feel about Robin Hood?
I hate Robin.
I like Men in Tights, but that's it.
Yeah, Robin Hood sucks.
Blinkin'!
Men in Tights made a boring thing fun.
There's so many things to bless.
All you do is have to put your schnitz in here and
shink!
Oh, no. The women love it.
Mel Brooks, he's great.
The best.
Shoot Mel Brooks month.
We should.
We just watch Mel Brooks movies and talk about them.
Because we'll never see another Mel Brooks thing. He was very much a thing of his time.
Yeah.
Would not be able to do now. Well, but they're fun now. They're still fun, though.
He could.
He would get shitted on.
It would be
fun.
It would be taken as a satire. Yeah. So people would actually go see it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, then, I don't know. Cause
I think you think people care too much.
Yes.
I'm sorry, have you seen some of the shit that's gotten, like...
Jared, people have always hated shit since it was...
People tried to get Airplane banned because of jokes it
people
had.
Thought... People tried to get Teletubbies banned.
Yeah, and they thought it was
Satanist. This is my point. Anyway.
There have always been bitches.
Here's the thing. Mel Brooks puts out a new movie, and it's like a combination musical shit. People are going to go see it regardless of whether they like it or not.
Yeah, like Jared. He says he loves Robin Hood Men in Tights. That's a musical.
So
it's technically a musical.
The problem I see with it is the modern age, because like when Airplane and whatnot and like the Mel Brooks movies came out, we didn't have the internet.
You don't think Mel Brooks is smart enough to do a modern adaptation of one of his old
no
movies?
But I'm pretty sure I've seen him in an interview within recent years where he's talked about like he hasn't made another movie because he's
a coward.
The things I would put in it, I know wouldn't fly, and with social media, it would just get blasted. No. And, like, I don't want to...
See, that's a coward talk.
That's more touch him.
No, he's Mel Brooks. He can make whatever movie
true.
He wants.
Do you know what the last thing Mel Brooks really helped produce was?
The only thing I can think of is the Dracula Dead and Loving It thing. That's the last movie I can think of that he made.
What was
made.
That?
The 90s, because it was one of the last Leslie Nielsen movies.
Okay, so let's see. There has been a few remakes of some of his things. The Producers, right?
Yeah.
This was a Mel Brooks original play, and then they redid it with Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. So
I haven't watched it, but I know what it is.
It's so fucking good. I can't believe you've never seen The Producers. Holy shit. It's a musical, though. But it's one that I think you'd actually enjoy.
Well, I enjoy Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah.
An action-packed animated comedy for all the family, inspired by Mel Brooks' timeless classic, Blazing Saddles. Hank, the lovable dog with a head full of dreams, is about to become a samurai.
When is
Blazing
this?
Samurai, coming out in 2022.
Oh my god.
Ooh, he is making something!
Holy shit.
What the fuck is that?
Let me see this. I cannot fucking wait!
What the fuck?!
Okay, so here's the thing, right? We all know that has done the Hotel Transylvania,
wait.
Right?
Mike might not like that one.
What? I'm going to go
Anthropomorphics, because that's a cat.
The Lion King, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and Blazing Saddles.
Yep.
Blazing Samurai, prepare to crack up.
That's so good. I can't wait to go see that.
Yep. I will go see that, yeah. I'm surprised because I'd seen a thing
from him that I wasn't going to. If we were to do a Mel Brooks month, which other three...
I'm in.
So good. Yeah. It's fucking Kung Fu Panda all over again.
I'm sure it's like Kung Pao Enter the Fist as well.
What one movie besides the big three would you pick?
Young Frankenstein. Okay. Or is that part of the big three?
It's not part of the big three. I was doing Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs, and what's the other one?
Robin Hood Men of Titans.
Yes.
The one we've been talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd probably pick Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein, yeah.
See, that's what I thought everyone would go to. I thought we should pick something less, but I don't know what all he's produced. Bring up his
I've got it. Don't worry, I've got it up. Well, let's see. What has he produced? Now, what has he written?
Yeah, written.
As I'll say, because he's produced not as much.
Yeah, a tangent, huh?
I know. We're just talking about
Mel Brooks is fun.
Yeah, it's topical. He is. Let's see the producers.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the one I would make you watch. Is the producers, but the original one. See, you'd have to sit through the Hootentop Cobblub.
I don't know what that is.
Spaceballs, Robin Hood Men in Tights, Dracula 2.
Dracula 2.
He's in charge of Get Smart, the 2008 one?
Yeah.
Was he really?
That's Steve Carell. I don't think I would want to.
What the fuck? That just took me by surprise. He was also in charge of Spaceballs, the animated series.
Yep.
That's what wrote that. Because when he produced stuff, he's an uncredited producer on The Fly, sorry, Jeff Goldblum.
Yep.
And The Elephant Man. What a fucking twist this man has had in his life. Going from The Fly to fucking Spaceballs. But, Jared, where can people find you?
At Oddcast10 or at JokeyPantsGames on Twitter.
Oh, you got on a podcast or anything?
At Oddcast10 or at JokeyPantsGames on Twitter if you want to know more.
Oh, yeah, just fucking cock tease, just rub the balls a bit. How about you, Mike? Where can people find you?
You can follow us at Beetle_cast on Twitter. New episodes out every other Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And catch him on his new porn series. I hear it's a real good one.
Yeah, he changes.
It's all just big dicks.
He changes his last name to Hawk.
Just big dicks. Just helicoptering. I know what the women want.
Meetspin.com, baby. You know, I knew of Mike Hawk.
Did you?
Yeah, he went by Michael. I'm not even fucking with you. I went to 7th grade with this poor guy.
Was he in the Banana Splits?
No, that was in Nevada. This was in New York, Fredonia.
I don't have any idea. I can't keep track of your fucking
I know.
Timelines.
I've lived a lot of places. I haven't told you about the Sidewinders.
Oh, man, tell me about it. I've been so many different...
Yeah, but yours were sanctioned by the courts.
There was never a court involved.
But you can find me at CLT_sandwich and at Inferno Frenzy. You can also go to patreon.com/oddcastn for ad-free version of the show. I was going to say pad-free, and that was the wrong syllable to start with. But thank you for listening and sampling today's flavor of CLT Sandwich. We hope that you enjoyed it, and you will join us next week to try a brand new one. And remember, there are whispers in the shadows, unseen creatures, and Little John in Cher's pants, but do not be afraid. We are here to make them more powerful.
I gotta go drain Little John.
For everyone's consumption. Stay safe and stay hungry.